This article is called Repair the World, and it's written by Elise Seifried, a freelance writer and director of spiritual formation at Christ Lutheran Church in Orland, Pennsylvania. Woolly alpacas graze peacefully in a field. Bhutanese refugee farmers till the soil and harvest the crops. Youth practice yoga. Single parents attend free childcare classes. Family mission teams from all over the country come to serve. On any day, a visitor to Tikkun Farm can see Mary Lehman's vision of a beloved community come to life. Tikkun Farm, an experiment in community outside of Cincinnati, is the brainchild of Lehman, an ELCA pastor, and her husband Greg York. Tikkun Olam is a Judaic phrase meaning repair the world. And over the past 8 years, the couple has taken a rundown 3.5-acre farm in Mount Healthy, Ohio, and resurrected it into a place of wholeness and restoration. Lehman understands the need for restoration. Her family struggled when she was growing up, and she's a survivor of child abuse. She grew up not attending church and later found the fundamentalist tradition before enrolling at Lutheran Theological Seminary at Gettysburg, now part of United Lutheran Seminary. Currently, Lehman serves at St. Simon of Cyrene Episcopal Church in Lincoln Heights, Ohio, and before that was a pastor of Glory Day Lutheran Church in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. It was a Gloria Day while organizing a spiritual retreat and counseling for those with trauma that Lehman dreamed of supporting people as they recovered from traumatic childhood experiences. She believes that everyone has scars as Jesus had. Without Jesus' scars, his resurrection wouldn't have the same meaning, she said. When Lehman and York first moved to their farm in 2013, the neglected property was a challenge, yet they saw it as a place where they could finally realize their dream of offering retreats. The couple invited the neighbors over to share their hopes for Tikkun Farm. They expected a handful of people, and instead a big crowd attended the first gathering. And from the beginning, Tikkun Farm has served a diverse community in a variety of ways, and most of the Bhutanese refugees who settled there were farmers in their home country. Lehman and York let them farm the land for free, using the harvest to feed their families and to sell. The alpacas are sheared, and their wool is used to make felt. Mary not only provided us with a garden, she gave me the opportunity to be a camp counselor on the farm, which gave me credit hours in school, said Jarana Rai, a young Bhutanese woman studying to become a nurse. Her after-school program helps my brother do his homework, and I feel what Mary has done for my community, and only a few can do it. She's a great example of what one person can do to bring changes to a community. The summer camps and after-school programs for the area's children were successful, but Lehman said she heard a call from God in prayer telling her to focus on the parents, because they were the heart of those families and needed extra support and guidance. And now parents come to the farm for practical help in raising their families. Tikkun Farm took my breath away with the beautiful spirit that dwells in that place, said Lucretia Alexander, a mother who participated in the farm's classes. I'm so thankful to experience that energy. Cooking on a budget was a class I dreamed about, and learning to make healthier meals for my family is one of the things I'd been praying for. I thank God for creating Mary and the love and passion she's helped children and adults find themselves. Tikkun Farm has received grants from ELCA Disability Ministries for its mental health program and from the ELCA World Hunger for its outreach to low-income families, including the cooking on a budget classes, self-care workshops, and an aquaponics food system that will teach and employ youth. The farm has also been supported by Trinity Lutheran Church in Cincinnati, both financially and with volunteers for the camp and after-school programs. Lehman and York continue to invite more individuals, families, and youth mission groups from across the country to spend a week living and working on the Tikkun Farm. and Layman, who calls herself a pilgrim pastor, continues to dream big dreams and listen in prayer for God's guiding and loving voice.